Liberty was the clarion call of the American Revolution, but as cynics in Great Britain pointed out at the time, the loudest voices for freedom came from men who owned slaves. Some African Americans won their liberty by fighting for the colonies, but many more took a very different path to freedom, by joining the British. Records of slaves joining the British Army are few, but historian Todd Braisted has just published an article documenting the life of one such man, a South Carolina teenager known originally as Barney. Tell us first about Barney. How old was he when he joined the British Army?
He was around 17 years old. There are some documents that we are aware of through a British officer named John Graves Simcoe. He took some prisoners from a Continental Artillery unit that had several young slaves in uniform, and he claimed them for the British, apparently Barney being one of them.
So Barney didn't necessarily join the British Army. He was forced to be in it.
He was given an opportunity that he did not relinquish. We'll put it that way. But we know enough that Barney certainly embraced the opportunity as more or less somebody who could fight for his freedom.
How unusual was it for African Americans to actually become fighting men for the British Army during the Revolutionary War?
Well, fighting is a subjective word. Unfortunately for the British Army, there was a prohibition on blacks actually bearing arms. They couldn't enlist as regular soldiers. So Barney, his future as a fighting man was somewhat limited. By joining Simcoe's unit, the Queen's Rangers, he could, however, serve as a trumpeter. Everyone who's seen cavalry movies, knows that they have a trumpeter sounding the charge and all those sorts of things. Well, that's what Barney became. He had a sword. He probably had a pistol or two. So he could fight in that capacity.
So the British promised African Americans freedom but wouldn't let them bear arms?
Correct. They served in many other capacities. The British put them into what was called the civil branches of the army, all the support branches, the commissary general's department, the wagon master general's department. There were opportunities, but if you're looking for a red coat on a black soldier, it would not be a common sight.
And what do we know about Barney's military career?
Barney served in the Queen's Rangers through the end of the war. He earned the favor of his commander, Simcoe, at a battle on June 26, 1781, near Williamsburg, Virginia. And Barney, his troop, was almost surprised. Barney had the presence of mind, however, to lead the American cavalry away from the surprised Loyalist troops, giving them a chance to mount up and take action. So Simcoe commended him for that. But Barney then charged and dismounted and attacked a Continental Army lieutenant and took him prisoner. Barney then saved the life of his troop commander, Captain David Schenck, from near death in the ensuing melee. Barney himself was wounded in the action and dismounted, but not captured. All these things are quite unusual, certainly for any member, black or white, back then.
I wanted to get to the end of the war because, as we all know, the British lost. What happened to Barney at the end of the war?
Barney sort of disappears from the record book once he is in England. If it was not for Simcoe's request to the War Office, there would be no trace of him.
But interestingly, Barney's service for the British Army was rewarded. Financially.
Correct. As a wounded soldier, Barney was actually eligible for what was called the Chelsea Pension. So he could go and collect money for his support for the rest of his life, which was something not afforded to all British soldiers. You had to basically earn it.
Todd Braisted's article on the life of trumpeter Bernard Barney Griffiths appeared this month in the Journal of the American Revolution. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.